On Morgan's AM, US equity markets logged modest losses, a late strong rally for technology stocks.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets logged modest declines, although major technology stocks rallied in the afternoon session to recoup earlier steep declines. The Dow was down 163 points, or 0.5%. The broader S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, with industrials and materials leading 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Healthcare, information technology and communication services were the only primary sectors to advance. The Nasdaq inched 0.1% higher, recovering from an earlier decline of 2.7% that saw the technology-centric index trade more than 9% below its record closing high set on the 19th of November last year and almost enter official correction territory for the first time since the 8th of March 2020. It marked the Nasdaq's biggest intraday comeback since the 28th of February last year, according to Dow Jones market data. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 0.4%. Lululemon Athletica fell 1.9% after the company said the Omicron variant had hurt its fourth quarter sales. Abercrombie & Fitch rallied over 6.5% in extended trading, despite lowering its guidance for fourth quarter sales. The fashion retailer said that it saw strong demand from consumers over the holidays, but that it didn't have enough inventory to sell. In merger and acquisition news, Take-Two Interactive Software fell over 13% after announcing a $12.7 billion deal to buy rival gaming company Zynga Inc. Analysts at JP Morgan and Chase published a note overnight in which they observed that higher bond yields should not be disruptive for equities, but rather support their call for growth to value rotation. The investment bank said they stay positive on equities and expect Omicron will ultimately prove a positive for risk assets. JP Morgan predicted that as the Omicron wave fades, it will likely mark the end of the pandemic, as Omicron's lower severity and high transmissibility crowds out more severe variants and leads to broad natural immunity. For the near term, JP Morgan Chase research analysts said we recommend buying the dip on US indices given oversold conditions. Elsewhere, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will appear before the Senate Banking Committee tonight for a hearing on his nomination for a second four-year term as the head of the central bank and is likely to update his views about the economy. We will use our tools to support the economy and a strong labour market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched, Mr. Powell will say, according to a copy of his prepared remarks to the Senate Banking Committee released earlier this morning Australian time and after the close of US equity markets. Separately, Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Richard Clarida announced overnight that he will be leaving his post with just a few weeks left on his term amid revelations regarding his trading of stock funds. In US corporate earnings, food and pharmaceutical retailer Albertsons Companies posts its third quarter result before the opening bell of tonight's session, while Dell Technologies hosts a virtual analysts briefing. Dell Technologies rallied 3.3% to a record closing high overnight after analysts at Bernstein upgraded the personal computer company to outperform from market perform, dubbing the stock compellingly inexpensive. Technology stocks down 3.2% led European bourses into the red overnight, with the Pan-European Stock 600 index down 1.5%. However, the financial sector continued to outperform, rising 0.4%. Germany's DAX fell 1.1%. France's CAC lost 1.4%. French technology consulting firm Atos tumbled 16.8% after issuing a profit warning. However, Ubisoft Entertainment rose 4.5%, buoyed by news of Take-Two Interactive Software Inc.'s move to acquire rival gaming company Zynga. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.5%, with home builders under pressure following news that the government would seek an extra £4 billion from property developers to fund cladding repairs on low-rise flats. Persimmon fell 5.2%, Barrett Developments down 4.9%, and Taylor Wimpey down 3.5%. Rolls-Royce Holdings gained 0.4% after staying at restored positive free cash flow in the third quarter and a gradual recovery in international flying alongside a market recovery for its power systems were helping to drive that performance. Base metals were mixed, copper eased 0.7% to be trading just shy of $4.35 a pound. However, nickel rose 0.3% to $20,790 per tonne, holding near its highest level in more than 2 years. BHP Group, down 1.9% in London, announced plans to invest US $100 million in private UK miner Kabanga Nickel, which is developing a huge nickel deposit in Tanzania. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.7%, while zinc shed 1.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $1.85 or 1.5% to $125.45 a metric tonne. Heavy rainfall in southeastern Brazil has prompted miners, including Vale, to suspend some operations. Gold futures edged $1.40 or 0.15% higher to $1,798.80 an ounce, stabilising after logging their steepest weekly decline since the 26th of November last week, down 1.7%. Oil prices opened the week on the back foot after solid gains last week, as traders continue to weigh supply disruptions in Kazakhstan and Libya against the threat to energy demand posed by the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. WTI fell 67 cents or 0.9% to $78.23 a barrel, Brent down 88 cents or 1.1% to $80.87 a barrel. Chinese authorities in the northern coastal city of Tianjin ordered the testing of millions of people weeks ahead of the start of the Winter Olympics in nearby Beijing after the detection of two cases of COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant. China has been sticking to a zero COVID policy, entailing strict lockdowns and mass testing in response to outbreaks. China is the largest crude oil importer in the world, and some analysts note that Chinese New Year is approaching, a period which is very busy for domestic travel. US 2 and 10-year yields extended their march higher and carved out fresh 52-week highs. 10-year Treasury yields rose 1 basis point to 1.78%. 2-year note yields gained 3.6 basis points to 0.9%. Goldman Sachs economists now forecast that the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates 4 times this year. Elsewhere, JP Morgan Chase & Co. CEO Jamie Dimon said overnight that he expected more than 4 rate hikes this year. And the Australian dollar is buying around 71.7 US cents. Balance of trade figures for November and retail sales figures for November headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.